I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. With the emphasis on pumpkins, apples, and chrysanthemums this time of year, it's easy to forget those subtropical bulbs that have faded with the cold weather. Canna lilies and dahlias grace our gardens with color from summer until fall, but won't come back next year without our help. They aren't hardy in our climate, so now is the time to dig them up and store them for winter. Cut back the foliage to 6 inches tall and carefully dig up the entire tuber. For cannas and dahlias, this might be quite a project because their roots can grow large over the summer. Clean off the soil with water and cut off and discard any diseased or damaged tubers. Separate out healthy ones to save. Let them dry in a warm garage or basement for a few days. Don't be surprised if you end up with a lot more plants for next year. These tubers are prolific. Store dahlia and canna lily tubers in a box or perforated garbage bag in slightly moistened peat moss, sawdust, or sand in a 40 to 50 degree basement. Check them periodically throughout the winter. If the tubers are shrinking, lightly mist them. If they're getting soft and rotting, dry them out. Another fun fact is canna lily tubers are edible. The fleshy tubers were used to make a food crop to make a starchy paste called achira, which is used around the world. For example, the Vietnamese make cellophane noodles from this paste. So if you have too many canna lily tubers, you might consider munching on a few too. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about Brussels sprouts. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.